This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take a deep breath as you start your day. Hello, and welcome to a discussion of things that matter on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Victoria is off today. Jay and Jennifer and Doug are at it talking about these things. What can you expect at the Betty White movie today? If you're not aware, 17th of January, which is today, 100th birthday, and the movie theaters around the country are showing sort of a pictorial of her life. I'm going to see it this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Looking forward to it, frankly. And I would have gone whether she was alive or dead. But as far as the calculations are concerned, who was it that figured out that with leap years she'd live to be 100?
Yeah, if you count all those leap year days, those extra days, she made it. It was 100.
Also, today is Martin Luther King Day. Which brings me around to asking the question, ladies, would you rather have fairness or equality? Do you think there is a difference? Inequality is not the same as unfairness, I don't think. Some people think that fairness means equality. Everybody receives the same thing. Others think it means proportionality. Everybody gets in proportion to their contribution. I think that's called communism, isn't it? It seems to me that's something along that line. People prefer fair over unfair when it comes to equality, don't they? What do you think?
I don't know. When it comes to fair, because I always think of little kids being like, that's not fair, that's not fair.
Oh, yeah.
Is fairness more so an opinion? Is that in the eye of the beholder, like beauty, where equality is more of a, I guess, firm concept?
Well, is it? But there are a lot of people that are debating what equality is or isn't these days, and having it be Martin Luther King Day sort of gives us another chance to have that conversation. Or are we having it too much? Is there too much discussion about equality or fairness? Because people just aren't, everything is not the same for everybody. Congratulations, you're all being treated equal. What good is that? There's no inspiration in that. I don't think there is anyway. So,
yeah.
Jennifer's being quiet on that score. The fact that it's a holiday, labor holiday, it's a labor day, because of the way that they influence congressional decisions on these things. What's open, what's closed today, giving people a three-day weekend. I don't know. Why is that so important to people? We don't take three-day weekends here.
I didn't think that this was a three-day weekend unless you were a bank.
No, there are a lot of things that are not open today. As a matter of fact, you find all the malls and stuff open, but it's a federal holiday. So let's see, the hours of government offices, most offices probably not open. State, local, national libraries are probably not open. Public transportation is probably on a holiday schedule. You won't get any garbage pickup for the most part. The banks that I know of, the big ones and the little ones, are closed. But then you go to the malls, to the stores, retailers are open, restaurants open, that kind of stuff. Just looking through in school, certainly post offices closed. Don't get any mail delivery today, which is a problem for me.
Depends on where you are, because some
post offices really.
Not post offices. That's a problem for you.
Yeah.
No mail. But some schools are open. Others are not.
Some school districts, you mean?
I could be wrong, but I thought that I always had school on Martin Luther King Jr. Day
story of him, frankly.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. It was like the lesson plans were all kind of wiped for this Monday, but there was a lot of talk about him and what he did with his life, and it just kind of, and then different like arts and crafts projects around him, writing down your favorite MLK quote and kind of making it all colorized and pretty. And I just feel like we still had school, but I could be wrong.
No,
yeah,
I think that was
it. Yeah. We did it, but some school districts do. I think it depends on where you are. I know we did not, and the reason I remember specifically not having school on Martin Luther King Day is that it was back in 1994, five, when we had that big earthquake. It was 94, mm-hmm. I think, in Northridge. That was on Martin
Luther King
Day.
The one I don't remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are four P's to Martin Luther King's message. Perception, preparation, performance, and perseverance. And I thought it was interesting, one of the men that best exemplified that, remember the movie and the stories, the books about the Tuskegee Airmen during World War II?
Yep.
The last living Tuskegee Airman, Charles McGee, died over the weekend in Bethesda, Maryland at the age of 102. He had 409 air combat missions in his career. There are only, I think there may be one or two other pilots from the Tuskegee Airmen. These were all black pilots who were credited not only for their service in World War II, but they were separated out. They couldn't go to the same latrines as white, so they put together a separate squadron. The Air Force put together a separate squadron of these black flyers, thus the name Tuskegee Airmen. I think they were assigned to this. Isn't there an air base? I think in Tuskegee, it seems to me. I've forgotten what the reason for it was, but this McGee is only one of eight remaining pilots who flew in combat in World War II. There were 355 of these pilots. He was a general. He flew in the North Korean War, flew in the Vietnam War. He was a pilot in the Air Force for 30-some years after World War II. So that, what does that tell you? He was the commander of the 44th Fighter Bomber Squadron in the Philippines in 1951. And then he became the first black commander of an Air Force reserve base in Missouri. He retired 50 years ago, presented with the Congressional Gold Medal by President Bush, became part of the National Aviation Hall of Fame, got a lot of other honors as well. So we honor Charles McGee for lots of different reasons. He was a Tuskegee Airman. I'm not honoring him because he's black. I'm honoring him because he was an excellent pilot, an excellent leader, an excellent gentleman, apparently, from all you can read. He knew what he was doing, and he was respected for that. The fact that he gets extra accolades because he was black and part of the Tuskegee group is not something he's credited with that, but it certainly is not a credit for our nation that these black men, and to a lesser extent, black women, were put off into a separate air base. I mean, what the hell does that say about... That's why Martin Luther King, his mission, rang a bell. Why should these people have been put into a different air base because of the color of their skin? They served America. How dare you? That's what I would have said to people back at that time, had I a voice like I do now. I didn't then. But I do now, so I say what I just said. How dare you? That's what I say. So, anyway, and there's a lot of stuff I would say today to those people who are in the cancel culture or whatever else it is that we talk about with regard to blacks and Black Lives Matter, critical race theory. I don't get it, frankly. I don't get critical race theory. What is it designed to do? Make you, if you're white, feel guilty about black people? I don't think most black people want that, frankly. It's a pretty lousy excuse for a theory, I'll tell you that. And I don't think Martin Luther King would have anything to do with it either. It's something that's very much a part of our day. And we can do well without it, frankly. Did you see the story about this huge underwater volcano? Polynesia? The nation of Tonga?
Tonga. Yeah, Tonga. The satellite images of it going off
wow.
are incredible.
Yeah. It's six.
Well, the reaction on the West Coast was interesting, too, because there was tsunami warnings. There were actual tsunamis. Now, they were seeing four-foot high waves, which don't seem that high, but they did create a little bit of damage and chaos up in like the central coast of California, Santa Clara area. I saw some damage from high
really?
Waters. A lot of the coastlines, a lot of water was high. The tide was high for sure.
I was told that I would be making a big mistake if I didn't talk about the NFL playoffs. So, the path to Super Bowl, what is it, 56, getting tighter and tighter. The Bengals were the top story on Saturday. They beat the Raiders. And then, I guess, was it Jay? Yeah, Jay, you were talking about how Buffalo beat the hell out of the Patriots.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yeah, their offensive line was like, they showed up. They pretty much had, they would have been given an A-plus if it was in school. And they were
so is it that Buffalo, a lot of the excuses that were coming from some of the people who support the Patriots, well, it was so cold up there, the Buffalo players are used to the cold and...
Yeah, and people in Boston are not, right?
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly.
What's gonna that's be because people don't know where the map is.
Mm-hmm. Is that the Bills are expected, at least. So, you know, Kansas City's been like, yeah, they've been on their A game. They've been in and out of the Super Bowl a lot over the last several years. Patrick Mahomes is incredible. And they beat Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers this weekend. And the Steelers, I mean, my goodness, Ben Roethlisberger's going to retire. He's had quite the career. But that's not Kansas City's just good. Kansas City's facing the Bills this coming weekend. And there are a lot of people who expect the Bills to wipe the floor with Kansas City. So we'll see. Yeah. That'll be a good matchup to watch, yeah.
So when is
a lot of people... Go ahead.
No, I wonder. Super Bowl is what, then? 3 weeks away?
February 13th.
Okay, yeah. 3 weeks from this weekend. All right, so what were you saying? San Francisco Cowboys, right? What went on in that game?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people are talking about the Niners Cowboys. And yesterday, when a lot of people want to blame the refs. If you watch the video, watch the clip, there's 2 seconds left, 3 seconds left, and the Cowboys offensive line start to automatically go into position to do the next play because time's running out. But the rules state that the ref has to touch the ball, has to put the ball down. And so the guys are basically playing Red Rover, trying to hurry up and get in formation. The ref wasn't in the proper position to begin with, but then couldn't get through the line, bumps into the QB and the cornerback, and it was just this whole hot mess. And then
so you're watching all talking this?
About, what's that?
Jay. You're watching all this?
Yeah, but we rewound watched it like five times. Yeah, dissecting it. Like, who was at fault here? Was it the ref? Was it? And it was a lot of things that went wrong, but it ultimately was the correct call at the end to call the game. Like, that's it. That's the end. You're out of time.
It was a bad move by the Cowboys. They really did.
It was a really bad move.
People were like throwing trash cans at the refs and stuff like that. It was crazy. Yeah.
All right. Crazy stuff. You like football. You like this time of year. 18 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now with order. orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour here on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, and a focus on what is trending in terms of personality or celebrity or whatever. And I think we got a couple of items here, including one that focuses on Celine Dion and what she's up to, looking like the scarecrow that she does. Good God. No wonder she doesn't feel well. We'll talk about that after this.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
So, has there been anybody since Celine Dion that has affected the entertainment industry or people and their desires as much as Adele? Or is Adele actually more than Celine Dion has been? How would you compare the two of them, Jay, just out of curiosity?
That's a good Adele. Question. I don't know. I think they're both up there. Yeah. You say either which one, and everyone, whether you're a fan of their music or not, you know exactly who people are talking about.
Yeah, oh yes, absolutely. So I wonder if they both had eating disorders on the opposite end of the scale. We were talking about off the air about Celine and what may be going on with her, because she looks like a skeleton. She looks very sick. and she's canceled another leg of her tour because of severe muscle spasms. I'll tell you, looking at her, I don't see how she got any muscle at all. And so, is it because she has a psychological thing? Is she depressed? Is there eating? What goes on?
Well, not just referencing Celine Dion, but anybody who has, if you see their appearance and there's a difference in their weight, maybe they gained a lot of weight or they lost a lot of weight. It could be an eating disorder one way or another. It could be a hyperactive or a slow thyroid situation. It could be something medically where some people, no matter what they do, they cannot gain weight, and vice versa. Some people, no matter what they do, they cannot lose weight. There could be depression or a big life change. And that's why people always say, when somebody, if you notice somebody who their weight's changed, you typically don't say like, oh, you gained weight. But a lot of people will comment if somebody lost weight, it's like, oh, you lost a lot of weight. And it's not okay really anymore, because what if that person has cancer and that's why they lost a lot of weight? What if they're struggling with an eating disorder? They just overcame an eating disorder. And there's just so many things.
Yeah. Yeah. She, however, has that voice, man. Kind of reminds me of Karen Carpenter, who also had an eating disorder, died at the age of, 38 or something? And she had that same, I think, that her voice was comparable.
Yeah, she did have a
Celine.
Eating disorder, anorexia, that took her too young.
But she had the same kind of a voice in terms of its recognizability, its quality, its strength, as Celine Dion does, as Adele does. So, you just think about what maybe goes on. Who knows what goes on? But it's something you point out, a couple of important things there as to how judgmental people are about things like weight, whether it's up or down. And you don't usually know the
and
whole
we
story.
We should not speculate one way or the other.
28 half the hour on the Monday DJV program. Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calitrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calitrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Pedro's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Remember how 15 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, I used all those savings to buy that golf club that swings for you. But now everyone who plays golf is really good because, you know, the club swings for you. In the future, which is now.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A major winter storm is causing havoc on much of the East Coast, causing widespread power outages and disrupting travel over the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The National Weather Service is reporting some parts of the United States can expect to see up to a foot of snow throughout the day. More than 3,000 flights within, into, or out of the United States were canceled, and over 8,000 others were delayed on Sunday, according to FlightAware data. North Korea's military fired two suspected short-range ballistic missiles eastward from Pyongyang on Monday. That was being reported by South Korean and Japanese officials. Jeffrey Lewis on CBS News is with the Middlebury Institute.
This is just a pretty simple ballistic missile, and it's got a little warhead with fins that can make a little maneuver. It doesn't have anything like the range that would be necessary to reach the United States. It, frankly, couldn't even reach Japan.
We are USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What's going to happen to money prices in 2022? The Federal Reserve has cut the bond buying program and assigned interest rate increases will soon follow. Commonwealth Financial Network CIO Brad McMillan on Fox News weighs in.
I think right now the markets are saying the Federal Reserve might well screw it up. You know, we're starting to see, we've seen long-term rates remain remarkably constrained given the expectations out there. I mean, it's not, is the Fed going to do, is going to tackle it, it's how much is the Fed going to do. And right now they're saying 4 rate hikes, maybe 5. So I think the Fed might screw it up. But right now I think the markets are still seeing growth. And when you look at how the Fed is attacking this, I think the markets are actually okay with the Fed getting ahead on inflation. So I think we've got some more cushion here, too.
An asteroid the size of the Empire State Building is expected to fly past Earth this week. NASA has classified the huge space rock as potentially hazardous. Asteroid 7482 is a little over a half mile wide and, like I said, around the size of the Empire State Building, and has been tracked by NASA scientists since it was discovered by astronomer R.H. McNutt in 1994. It will fly by Earth tomorrow at 43,754 miles per hour. To watch it pass by Earth, anyone with a backyard telescope of about 6 inches or bigger in diameter should be able to see it. 7482 orbits the sun every 1.5 years. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jeff, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour, Monday, January 17th. This is the DJV program. Jay and I are here together. Victoria is off today. Jennifer has, oh, she went to KRLA. That's where'd Jennifer go? All right, so I have in front of me, Jay, a picture of youngsters about my grandson's age, 7, 8 years old.
Okay.
First, second year. And in the picture is me when I was 7 years old. And I'm with a group of others in my second grade class. We all have our sleeves rolled up and we're ready to get our polio shot. This was 1953.
I want to see this. Share it. Let's share it on DJV show.
All right. So what happened?
Twitter, Instagram.
All right. The reason that it's there, the reason that I'm thinking about, my sister found this, my older sister, whose dog died this past weekend, a sweet dog. Anyway, we all did this in the early 50s. We rolled up our sleeves, and to say that we were scared, the nurse, good God, I can remember her, she was the ugliest monstrosity that I can ever remember. Buck teeth, just a horror show. And so she came at us with these needles, and it's just it's a reflection in my mind that I have not had for decades, obviously. So my sister, who lives out on a farm in Minnesota with her husband, she has been confronted by a lot of this stuff out there. The idea of getting a shot, not so popular as perhaps it may be in other places, but it wasn't, what I remember is it wasn't very popular when I was a kid. But we were all scared to death of getting polio because you'd see what happened. These kids in wheelchairs who had gone blind and they were crippled, and nobody wanted anything to do with that. So we rolled up our sleeves. It was 53, 54, somewhere in there. If I'm thinking back to...
And weren't those like the longest, thickest needles?
Oh,
yeah. That you guys had to use with those?
Yes. Like the needles we stick in my cows through the hide. Yeah. But the phraseology that went around it, the way it wasn't really sold to us. We just said, look, you either get polio or you get a shot. And nobody was given a choice. Everybody had to get a shot. And we were told it wasn't just for ourselves, but for all of humanity. And I wonder if you can translate that. Does that translate to today?
But didn't that vaccine actually work and prevented you from getting polio if you had the shot?
Yeah, but there are a lot of people like Jack Stockwell who say it was on the downswing anyway at the time. But still today, youngsters, as part of the initial vaccine, right, when you're a year and a half, 2 years old, don't you get a polio shot?
You have all different kinds of shots.
What'd you give to Mac?
The DTaP and the chickenpox.
Yeah.
Everything. He's had all his shots.
Okay. Well, anyway, I think about that.
With the COVID vaccine, it's more questionable because it doesn't seem like it's actually stopping anybody from getting it or spreading it. It's possibly helping people not get as sick and dying if you have it. And again, that even depends on people because I've known people who were unvaccinated and they breezed right through COVID. People I know who were vaccinated and they ended up in the hospital. So it's like there's no rhyme or reason for this.
There are a lot of people who have made some very good arguments to get shots. And a lot of people that I respect who have made some very good arguments not to get it. Ken Kronhaus, who's a part of this program, an important part along with Jack Stockwell, said to me last week he thought I'd had it. I didn't know it. I'm going to get my antibodies checked. But he thinks that I had it early on, and I didn't know I had it, and nobody else knew I had it, and I wasn't around anybody, so I didn't communicate it. I didn't pass it on. But apparently there are things. The more he asks me questions about, like I had the sniffles about, what, a month and a half, 2 months ago, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And I got myself tested and didn't have it. But not the tests don't tell you whether you've had it or not. They just tell you whether you have it, not whether you've had it, past tense versus present tense.
Yeah, you can get is it the antigens when you currently have it, or is it the antibodies when you currently have it? I always get the two confused.
Antibodies are if you've had it. I think antigens are if you have it now.
Okay, so you get the antibodies, because you can go get tested for the antibodies that will show if you still have antibodies from the vaccine, if you have antibodies from the actual illness or not. But I don't know what the longevity is. Like, if you had it, say, in January 2020, I don't know if those would still show up. But don't you remember that massive flu that people had in December? 2019 and January 2020 that people were like, this is the worst flu bug I've ever had in my life. Yeah,
and it was probably this.
And it probably was started. That.
Yep, getting started. Yep. I'm looking at that picture. My friend Rick Dees, who's a great radio broadcaster, posted on his Facebook page, things that tell the truth. You ready?
Yes.
A, small children. B, yoga pants. C, drunk people.
That is the truth.
I think I'll post that along with him. Thank you to Rick Dees. And speaking of that, the booze boom that has happened since COVID, and then the non-alcoholic booze boom that has happened. Apparently, a lot of people who like to drink beer or wine or spirits, I probably should have saved this for Jennifer, who are drinking non-alcoholic beer and wine now, will... This is the month after Christmas when people usually, what, swear off drinking booze?
Yeah, try to do a 30-day detox kind of thing, 31-day
cleansing.
Detox.
Mm-hmm. So this is something, companies that are big and small doubling down on what they call the mocktail market. Who can, you know what, let's save this for Jennifer and Victoria because both of them are big. They're not luscious, but they...
I was just going to say, are you calling them luscious when they're not here to defend themselves?
That's why I'm putting this aside for now.
To be continued.
Yeah, I'm putting it aside. By the way, don't forget, again, I'm reminding people about the Betty White movie that's today. I think it's talking about our culture, someone who has created or continued, and even will continue long after her death, to have contributed to our societal culture. Certainly it's Betty White. So the movie house around the country is showing the story of her life, which was to have been hosted by her had she lived to today, because today is her birthday. But I just think it'll be one of these things that people will talk about, and I'm convinced. So that's why I want to go see it.
Oh, for sure. Well, she was America's grandmother. I don't think that there's ever been another celebrity that everybody just adored to that extent where they called her America's grandmother. And I'm not sure. There's going to be a very long time
before
there's another one again.
Is that flattering?
Oh,
absolutely. You think so? Okay.
Everyone loves the sweet grandmother.
Do you know Baby Shark?
The
children's nursery rhyme?
Yeah, I do from before having a kid, from friends who had kids, and I've been able to keep Mac away from it.
And why would you do that? What is there
it's
about
it? It's just annoying. It is. Have you heard Baby Shark?
I know that it's hit. Well,
most
I know.
Annoying
my circle. My daughter wouldn't let Miles watch this, I'm sure of it.
It's from a show called Coco Melon, and it's just a bunch of nursery rhymes. And it has the words up on the bottom for parents to sing along to and kind of dance and sing with your kids.
Well, I'd probably like it then, huh?
Yeah, I actually showed Mac a different episode, not a Baby Shark one. And he pretty much did he rolled his eyes and was like, yeah, I'm not into this. He really didn't care for it, and I was okay with that.
Really? Well, Baby Shark has become the first YouTube video to hit 10 billion views. 10 billion views.
Why are we playing this? No.
Because Phil wants to drive you crazy. But it's this thing just repeated over and over again.
Yeah.
And a riff.
And everybody is going to be singing this in their head for the rest of the day and cursing your name, Doug Steffens.
Well, curse Baby Shark instead. Become one of the few children's songs to break through and become universally known as something that we can attach to this era, the modern era, if you will. Other nursery songs like Itsy Bitsy Spider, remember that? Did you ever,
yeah, that's a
your
cute
mother?
One. Love
Doris
that
Doris sang
one.
That to you? I want to know if Doris
sang Oh, yeah, yeah. My family sang it to me. I sing it to Mac. That's a fun
The wheels
one.
On the bus go round and round, round and round. Remember that one?
I do remember that one.
Yeah.
What's
that's an old
the other one? Oh, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. That's a great
99
one.
Bottles of beer on the wall.
99 bottles of paint on the wall.
Maybe not. Yeah, right. Anyway,
okay, that's not really a kid's. That isn't that more a drinking song?
Oh yes, of course it is. I'm being facetious. Yeah. So those of you who have, make sure you're not showing this to any youngster under the age of 3. It is, you know how I say, if you let your children play football, you're an irresponsible parent. Same thing goes for letting your children have any connection to anything that is visual, anything on television. Anything on a screen, it will destroy what matters in their brain. People all ask, well, why do we have so much trouble with ADHD these days? It's because people are allowing their children to be exposed to the visuals on a television screen or a computer screen, and they can't handle it. Their brains are not, until you're 3 or 4 years old, your brain cannot handle the challenge that that happens when this stuff is flashing across the screen. It's just, they can't, the neurons and connectors or whatever in your brain. So you are basically assigning a lifetime of misery to your children. If you know, I know that sounds harsh, but that's the way it is.
That's the science thing. I disagree with it as a parent. I do show Max stuff. I think it depends on what you are showing them, if it's a whole lot of flashing stuff. But my kid's 19 months, and he knows the alphabet, and that's because of a game on his tablet.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Aren't you pleased with me? Isn't that how the song goes? Something like that.
That's close enough.
Close enough. 46 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Goes boom in the day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Millions of people use Zoom Phone, the innovative and feature-rich cloud phone system for businesses of any size. Zoom Phone is simple to use, whether you're on a mobile device, desktop, laptop, or desk phone. And because every call is important to your business, Zoom Phone was built with reliability in mind, using geographic redundancy to keep your communications online. Empower your workforce with Zoom Phone. Visit zoom.com/phone system. Zoom, how the world connects.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Ariana DeBose, and I play Anita.
I'm David Alvarez, and I play Bernardo in West Side Story.
America is the most beautiful, passionate, heated argument between staying in America, in New York City, and going back to Puerto Rico.
So this is music and lyric line and also dialogue, right, Chucker, from the current West Side Story? Yes?
You are correct. And the reason we play that is because the actress who plays Anita, Anna DeBose, hosted SNL this weekend. I thought she did a really good job. And she's, I first saw her in a movie called The Prom. She had a supporting role, and then she got this plum role as Anita in West Side Story, and I think she just kills it. She's good on SNL, and I think she's really, really talented with a bright future. I think you're going to see a lot of her in the years to come.
Oh, that's nice to know. Yeah.
Very impressive.
You know what? I found this weekend there were a lot of distractions, frankly. One of them for me is going to the movies. My friends Jack and Mary Starkwell and I, whenever we're together, we always like taking in at least one movie. We actually saw two, one in the theater, the 355, and one at home, the place, the old movie with Elizabeth Taylor and forget the lead actor's name, Place of the Sun. It was that really what a wonderful movie it is. And 355 for me is a movie that fits every box that I want to check. Frankly, it was one of the best movie experiences I've had for a long time. The characters, the way the storyline built and ebbed and flowed, it was long, but it was good. It wasn't the kind of movie that you get impatient when movies are too long, Chuck, and you want to leave. But this was really good. Good combination, good chemistry between all the actresses. And
Jessica Chastain, I like her.
Yeah, she was good. The German actress that you've seen everywhere, Penelope Cruz. What's her name? Luongo. I can never pronounce her last name.
Yeah, actress from Black Panther.
Right. And the Chinese lady that's always in the action flicks,
right?
She was in it. So and they obviously set it up for another one. So how did
They wanted to do a franchise. The problem is that it has not done well at the box office. Just 8.9 million in 2 weeks.
Really?
Critics weren't kind. You seem to be going against the grain, which is good. And that's normally,
sick of the
general audiences versus critical reaction is always, not always, but a lot of times, especially with genre films, is a disconnect. But I'm glad you liked it. Before I do box office totals, I just want to go over this very interesting here, Doug. This day, January 17th in history, 1984, Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that private use of home VCRs to tape a program for later viewing does not violate federal copyright laws. I actually remember that when that happened, and I always found it fascinating when VCRs first came out. I almost was like mind blown that you could tape a program on your television and watch it later. And obviously that ruling was, although I think it's pretty obvious that the way we've gone, nobody in the industry would fight that ruling anyway. They want you to tape the programming because people don't watch live, not nearly as much as they used to. I guess the argument was that people are going to fast forward through the commercials, and it sort of defeated the purpose of network television.
There's plenty of that being done anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right.
Now,
well, anyway,
in box office news of interest, Scream over the 4-day weekend, solid $36 million. That's a good start for a rebooted, sequelized franchise. Spider-Man: No Way Home, another $20 million. $704 million, Doug, here domestically so far. That's a very impressive number. Sing 2, 8.2, $122 million in 4 weeks. The Kingsman, 2.3, $29 million overall, and the 355 round at the top. 5, 2.7, 8.9, and 10 days of... No, just theatrical as of now. One other movie news of interest, The Batman with Robert Pattinson, which comes out March 4th, highly anticipated. Running time, think of this, Doug, 2 hours and 55 minutes. That is a long, that's the longest Batman movie ever. No, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it, but that is a long. You like Robert Pattinson?
You like Jay? Do you like Robert? I don't care.
Yeah, I don't mind him. He's not my favorite, but I don't dislike him.
Yeah,
the buzz on this film's really good. When I first, when you first cast as Batman, because that's my all-time favorite superhero, I wasn't thrilled, but
yeah,
let's see the final product, and I have high hopes for this film.
This is one of the things, going to the theater, I saw so many great trailers. A month ago, I went to the theater, and the trailers were awful, horrible movies. But the ones, for me anyway, coming up later this winter and in the spring, look very good. So I'm hopeful. But I love going to the movies, you know that. All right, Chuck Curry here on the DJ.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.